Hey, as a fellow creative, I'm just like you in that I love to talk about the new stuff. I love to look forward to new things, innovative things, and always looking to advance and get better at what I'm doing. But I can't get better unless I first look back at what I am all about, the foundation of my creative life. That's what we're going to do today in our episode of the God and Gigs Show. Go back to basics and explore how we can stay connected with the key ingredients to a successful creative life and avoid the isolation that can mess us up.
Artists, musicians, and creatives of all kinds, looking for help balancing your passion to create with your everyday life? Not sure if your faith can coexist with your profession? Welcome to a place where real artists discuss real life. You're listening to the God and Gigs Show. Visit godandgigs.com for show notes, links, and more information.
Hello and welcome to our show. Thank you so much for making this podcast a part of your creative day. My name is Alan C. Paul. I'm your host, and this show is to help you build a better creative life from the inside out by applying timeless spiritual principles to the temporary creative problems you might be facing. And as I'm speaking right now, we just passed our fifth year anniversary of the book that I wrote, which basically formed the foundation for this platform for artists, musicians, and creatives who want to build a better life from the inside out. So I wanted to go back to basics today, go back to the main thing, and make sure we never lose sight of what makes God and Gigs what it is today. Because you maybe hadn't listened for a couple of years. Maybe you've only listened for one or two episodes. Maybe this is your first time. And even though God and Gigs kind of resonated with you, you may not know the core and the foundation of the reason why we even created this platform, the reason why God and Gigs exists. And so while I don't want to go too deep and spend a lot of time giving you my whole backstory, that's not what I'm here to do today. What I'm going to do is just simply walk you through something we call the seven service steps. One step at a time. This is going to be a series that we walk you through. Basically, what are the chapters, the seven or, you know, eight or nine, 10 chapters of the book broken up are the seven service steps. And I haven't spoken about this really. We're around episode 135, 34, I think, as I'm recording now. And the fact is that we really haven't discussed this since maybe the first 10 or 12 episodes of this podcast. So that was 3 or 4 years ago. So I really realized that, okay, instead of telling you to go back and listen to episode 3 or 4 or 10 or 11, I said, you know what? Let me go right into where we are now and discuss how we got here. What makes this platform and what makes it so important that you follow these seven service steps? So you might ask, okay, like I just said, maybe you haven't read the book. Not important. I want to make sure you get something out of this. And then if you want to go check out God and Gigs, of course, you can go find it at godandgigs.com/books. So the book is broken into seven main parts, and that spells out the seven service steps. And service stands for seven steps, of course, that will make up what really makes God and Gigs what it is. It's seven steps that are spelled out like this. Staying connected to God, and they all spell out service, by the way, if you can't tell when you hear the anagram, it makes sense. Service spells out staying connected to God, establishing your priorities, respecting the business, visualizing your goals, and investing in yourself, challenging yourself to grow, and evangelizing through your gift. Those seven steps apply not only to musicians, but to any creative who's trying to build a better life, who's trying to succeed as a musician or an artist without sacrificing your faith. These are the seven steps I believe, as I've found over so many interviews and discussions with other creators who are just like you, who are highly motivated and faith-centered. I've found that these things focus are their focus pretty much every time. And so I want to start by walking you through the main thing of staying connected to God. Now, in the book, I actually broke this into four different parts, but I'm just going to kind of put it together today. And the whole point is staying connected is not just one thing. It's a lot of things, but they all involve knowing who you are, knowing what you are about, and who you are connected to. So in the book, I talk about church, I talk about God, I talk about your family, your spouse, your children. All of these things are things you have to stay connected to. But here's why. It's easy to simply say, okay, you need to stay connected with your local church. You need to stay connected with your family because that's your community. That's your people. Those are the people that really inspire you, that keep you motivated, that love you, that want to be around you. And that's a simple enough concept that I think I don't need to explain deeply. But when it comes to creative life, I think I need to be a little more clear, because it's easy to say, harder to do when you are in a world like ours that seems to almost pull apart families and put lines and wedges and walls between us and either our church families and or our ministry connections. There's just a lot going on, guys, that seems to make us isolated as creatives. And that's where I want to stick this. I kind of started this talk without even reviewing my notes or my book because I wanted to talk about this in a fresh way. And this is what comes to mind right away. When I say stay connected, I am asking you and telling you the only way for you to succeed as a musician, creative, freelancer, artist is to remain connected and not isolated. It's probably important that I point out the negative here. Isolation is an enemy of your creative life. Now, let me make sure I put the caveat first. This does not mean that a time alone is not a good thing. There's a difference between time alone that you kind of pull away and that you make sure you're focusing on only you and God, only you and your creative work. Isolation, I think, is when you put up walls between you and people around you, walls between you and God, walls between you and your community. And walls never help when it comes to your creative life, when it comes to that interaction and that growth. You need to have people that are able to walk in and out of your life and help you to kind of find your place and keep your place. Family is a huge part of that. Family is a huge component of that, whether you're married or single, whether you have kids or don't have kids. You got to have a family structure that really understands who you are, and you can kind of make sure you're never substituting creative life and your talent and your gifting for those deep connections with your family. Same can be said for your church family. And yes, as a Christian-based platform, I'm always going to say that God and church are central, have to be central in your life. And if they are not, you're losing out on some of that foundational structure that will help your creative life. And then, of course, I also talk clearly about God, that one connection that is more important than all else, because if you don't stay connected to God, then your church and your family are not going to be able to sustain themselves either, because none of those things happen unless you have a deep, rich spiritual life that's growing in prayer and Bible study and in continuing to seek God in everything you do. All of these components, again, sound simple, but it's not easy to focus on when it comes to our creative life. You've got to stay focused and stay intent on being connected to your people and to your protector, your provider, God Himself. If you're not doing that, I encourage you, either you can pick up the devotional I have, Your Art, God's Heart. That will help you to rekindle that spiritual connection, or make sure that you just prioritize getting back into those connections and those relationships that feed your soul and that make sure that you never lose your grounding and your foundation. I can't tell you how many times I've heard the horror stories of people who are immensely talented but lost their connection with families, lost their connection with churches, lost their connection with friends, lost their connection with their creative community. And when those things happen, they lost their footing in their creative life. You can't have one or the other. Now, again, solitude is a different thing than isolation. Solitude is when you pull apart by yourself to be with God or to be kind of alone in your thoughts. Solitude can be good for the creative. Isolation is a different thing. Solitude is when you pull away. Isolation is when you push away. Okay, I just made that up, but I think it works. Okay, don't push away people. You can pull away and make sure that you are feeding yourself, feeding your soul, feeding your spirit alone in your alone times to work on your craft and to work on your spirit. But don't push people away when you know they are the vehicle that will help you to grow and to become the creative and the Christian that you wish to be. That's where I really think the heart of staying connected is. It's one of the main things, the seven service steps One of the key, probably that's why it's the first one, that if you're not connected to a group, a family, a creative community, you got to stay connected if you really want to grow. So that's the main thing for today. And I would love to know if you're staying connected. If you don't have a community, we have one for you called Guiding Gigs 360. You can sign up at any time at guidinggigs.com/free trial to join that. But the most important thing to me that you get out of this talk, and you know, I definitely encourage you to join 360 because you'll have that community and that support, but you also have to have it from your family and from your church community. And I would challenge you to see if you're really connecting that way and with your creative circle, or if you kind of allowed yourself to become isolated. Because I guarantee you, if you've allowed yourself to become isolated, you're likely frustrated. If you allowed yourself to get frustrated, then you're likely looking at the possibility of giving up what you have implanted inside you by God as a God-given gift and talent that's designed to be shared. Okay? No man is an island, and I don't believe art is supposed to be left on an island where nobody experiences it. So the enemy's plan is probably to get you to let that thing go. And that's not what we want here at God and Gigs. That's not what I want for you. So I encourage you, get connected with your church, with your family. Make sure you keep that strong spiritual relationship with God through prayer and Bible study. There are tons of blogs and podcasts we've shared on that at godandgigs.com. Go check those out. But most importantly, just remember, staying connected is a key to becoming the creator that you were created to be. Okay, that's our show for today. It was a short one, but I wanted to really dig deep and not go anywhere else with this one topic. And we're going to continue this series of the main things and the back to basics so you understand what makes God and Gigs what it is, why I believe you are in the right place as a creative who believes not only in God, but also believes in their creative talent and wants to grow it. And in this gig economy, and gigs, of course, stands for anything that's a gig. It can be musical, it can be creative, it could even be something outside of any of those things, but it's still something you do to earn a living. And that's where we come in to help you do just that, okay? God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. And this has been our Creative Checkup episode. Look for more of these main thing, back to basics episodes, where we'll talk about all the other service steps so that you can really build that foundation of creative life that you'll be proud of and that will sustain itself for the long run. God bless. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us here at the God and Gigs Show. Please leave us a review on iTunes, like our Facebook page, or visit godandgigs.com and tell us what you thought of this show. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, go create something amazing.